From the Woodshed, a casual conversation with Chase Morrill and Ryan Eldridge of Kennebec Cabin Company, the team that inspired the hit show Maine Cabin Masters. From the Woodshed is brought to you by Nelma. See the stamp, trust the quality. By Hammond Lumber, your building project partner. By Kennebec Savings Bank, helping our local community save, thrive, and grow for over 150 years. And by Hero Media Network, connecting small business with new customers. Now, from the Woodshed Studios in Manchester, Maine, it's Chase and Ryan.
From the Woodshed, I'm Chase Morrill. With me, as always, Ryan Eldridge and Maggie Morrill.
Hello.
We're here for our final episode of Season 3, Episode 20.
Wow, Season 3, Episode 20.
Yeah, thank you, everybody, for tuning in for another season. You can find us always at KennebecCabinCompany.com, MaineCabinMasters.com, our Facebook, Instagram, YouTube channel. Don't forget to check out all our videos, subscribe, like, and push.
And ring the bell.
Ring the bell. You can check out our online store at shop.kennebeccabincompany.com. And always thank you to our sponsors, Nelma, Northeast Lumber Manufacturing Association, Hero Media Network, connecting small business with new customers, Hammond Lumber Company, the official building materials supplier of Kennebec Cabin Company, and Kennebec Savings Bank, helping our local community save, thrive, and grow for over 150 years.
Nice.
So yeah, final episode of the season. Film crew's here. We're starting to get busy, so we now have to focus on working on cabins, making great episodes, and
we finally learned not to try to do like the podcast.
Yes.
And filming.
Yes. You know, weather's getting good. We want to be out enjoying it, and yeah, I mean, we're gonna get busy working.
It only took us 3 seasons to figure that out. Right? Was it last year we were gonna start up like in the summer, and we're like, what were we thinking? Like.
We pushed it off three times.
No, let's wait another couple weeks. Let's wait another couple weeks.
So we're telling you right now, we will not see you till next fall.
Yes. But we'll have plenty to talk about and plenty of new cabins, fun adventures.
And our social media will still have a bunch of information on it. We're still doing some cool stuff on the YouTube channel.
Yep. And you can, of course, always stop by 915 Western Avenue in Manchester, Maine and have a beer, check out our retail store, and who knows, you may just catch one of us here.
Yeah, worldwide headquarters of the Maine Cabin Masters.
That's right.
So yeah, last one. Who would have thought, huh? 20 this year.
Yeah, we had some great guests. Roll the recap clip.
Right. We had some special hosts a little bit lately.
Yep.
Kim was here. Ashley was here a couple times.
Yep.
Ash and I did it.
Cousin Isaac. Mm-hmm. Was it
just you and Isaac?
No. Isaac, Maggie, Nora, Eva Fletcher.
Nice.
Yep.
Who was the guest that day?
From the Seven Lakes Alliance. I can't think of her name, but Isaac had a great time. He listens to him like when they're driving in the car.
It was his time to shine.
Yeah, so we'll get you back on next season, Isaac.
Nice. Thank you, Isaac. Appreciate it.
And thanks, Evie. Always got to remember Evie, too.
God, I love him.
Yeah.
So it's the most asked fan questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hit us right now. Let's get these rolling.
All right. Is the amount the cabin owners a total budget, or is just that what they put in?
The amount you see on TV is the amount the cabin owners put into the project. Next.
And we like to say, you know, we have such buying power, and we everyone, like the local manufacturers, sellers, like they know to call us, like seconds, thirds. Like we have good relationships. We go in, we buy stuff that's been ding, damaged, misordered. Like we have so much so many ways to make that budget like work.
Absolutely. I mean, today's a perfect example. Hammond Lumber is getting ready for their tent sale. They haven't had one in a few years. They've got trailers full of, you know, misordered or damaged materials. Brad and I were there just
tagging stuff. Put it on
filled a pallet with windows because I know we're going to use them.
Yeah.
And we can get them fast. We can get them for a discount. We are able to, you know, build to the size of the windows, which is unique for us. There's a lot of different factors that help us keep the budget down. That's one of them. Not having camp owners there, reusing materials.
A lot of reusing, reducing, recycling, upcycling, cross-cycling.
And we tell everybody it's just a cabin. Our level of finish isn't the same you would find in a custom-built first home.
Yeah, we say homeowners get about, you know, probably 30% more equity.
Yes.
At least.
Yep.
If not. So it's a good deal, but it's a lot of work, too. And if you looked really closely, you'd know more.
Yeah. And, of course, it wouldn't be possible without Eastern White Pine.
Good old Eastern White Pine. I took that for granted.
Yes.
Like, I've been online reading some people, like, we paid this much per board. For like, oh, God, we pay, like.
Well, I think, like, when we took a trip out to Michigan, you know, same thing. They're like, you know, it's, we can't get, we don't have it readily available. I mean, they can get it, but it's not like it's in your own backyard, where luckily here it is.
Another great region to live in, Maine.
Sure. All right.
You'll see.
Next one. Refrigerator doors. Why are they always backwards?
Oh, because we just don't care. Next.
We're at the end of the budget. We're at over budget. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, something the homeowner can do. We usually have more camps coming. Like, we just throw it in. We don't even open it up. It's just there.
And so, yeah, it might be the camp owner's original appliances.
Yeah.
And with things rearranged, we don't.
We don't care.
We don't.
We're thinking way past that.
Yep. And I know it does bother a lot of you people, but...
Get over it. Yep. We love you.
Okay. Next one. Gutters. Why don't you use them more to redirect water away from the cabins to prevent rot?
Some owners might put gutters on after we're there. You got to think that we just finished this cabin up. You know, so they're great in some aspects, but they can also, like, collect snow, collect ice, and... You know, these camps aren't lived in the winter, so...
And you really do have to maintain your gutters. I feel like gutters are kind of similar to appliance door handles, yeah. That it's something the camp owners can do after the fact. We're focused on getting these camps completed. If they find that they do need a piece of gutter, it's something easily they can do or hire somebody to do. But it also doesn't look good on camera.
Film, right.
I think that's a big piece of it. You know, same thing with screens. A lot of times... The camp owners, you know, they'll have us take screens up. We ask, you know, are there screens? You know, the film crew will take them out because then you can't see the windows, so they just get tucked away. But
TV effect.
Yeah. TV effect.
All right, next one. How many projects do you work on in each round? How long does each one take?
Typically, it was 4 rounds.
Yep.
And 10 to 12 weeks around. But that doesn't mean we're working on a cabin 10 to 12 weeks. You know, we might be working on one cabin for 8 weeks, but kind of bouncing around a little bit.
Yeah.
Things have changed since, like, the pandemic and stuff. But
I mean, realistically, the time... I mean, yes, I think when it comes down to, like, scheduling that... The time we work on it is typically what you... Same thing. You
know, right.
What you see on TV, but we may have it longer or something like that, depending on scheduling.
It always... The time the camp's, like, held up through the TV program is longer because we have other camps going, but the time we're working on it is actually what you see on TV.
Yes.
Okay.
TV math.
How many guys/girls are on the building crew behind the scenes?
Summer, we have anywhere from 15 to 20.
We're carrying, like, 12 to 13 right now. The guys they see on the back of TV, and then, like, the young kids come in and, like, the older people come in. But, yeah, I think 20 at the height at least.
And that's not including Ashley and her team.
Subs,
you know, when we have Francis in, when we have Techno Metal Posts, companies like that, or Pinnacle Tree come in.
But so, year-round is about 12 people, 12 or 13.
Yep. And then on the film crew side of things, typically there's 8. When the full film crew's here, there's 8 people. Got a couple cameramen, the producer, sound guy. And we always have to give a shout out to the production side of things. They do a great job. Dorsey really makes the show what it is, and they do a lot of cool stuff and really capture the beauty of Maine. And
who would have thought it's been this long?
Right?
That's so crazy.
So crazy.
I had a question. You know how we have 2 Dakotas now?
Yes.
Oh!
You need to call them 1 North Dakota and 1 South Dakota.
That was brought up.
Have you thought of this?
That
have
was
you
brought
done
up. What are other names? Like, we've been joking about that.
Yeah. We've got Dakota Douglas, Dakota Vale.
See, that's boring.
Little Pants.
It's weird. Okay.
We won't say who's Little Pants, but they call one Little Pants.
Yep.
And I think North and South. Or OG.
Yep. North Dakota.
Who are both great. We're so happy to have them.
Absolutely.
We're lucky to have them.
Okay. Last question.
All right.
Will there be a season 8? Dun, dun.
I think we're on season 9. The delay was because we can't do the math in our head. We don't even know. But yes, we are cranking right through.
Yeah, no, we are working on we are working on the next build season for episodes. There may be some repack episodes stuck in beforehand or after, who knows, but there will be another season. And most likely it starts airing around Thanksgiving. But don't hold me to it. I'm not promising anything.
this is a good time to say we don't know anything about TV, like why you can't see it in Canada or why Discovery Plus doesn't have it. Like we have no control over that.
None.
Like, and I see all these questions online. I feel so bad for, but like we don't know. Like,
and I think we're fortunate we don't have to worry about that. Right. Because truly, like right now, our season's ramping up. We are focused on building cabins and leave the rest to the professionals.
Yeah.
You can't beat a man out of his trade. And that is definitely one where we don't want to start worrying about cameras and air dates and all that stuff.
I tried taking a video the other day. It's like, no, I'll stay on the other side of the camera. But yeah, I just want to say thanks to everyone. Like, who would have thought we'd be this far where we are? Like, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Through it all. And like, it's because of our fans and, you know, because of Maggie keeping us in line. But yeah, it's been a crazy ride and we're not stopping yet.
Yeah, thank you to all our fans for tuning in. Thank you to all our sponsors. Thank you to all the companies we've worked with, all the guests we've had. Thank you, Jen. Thank you, Dre. Thank you, Maggie. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Chase.
Thank you to our sponsors, Nelma, Hero Media Network, Hammond Lumber Company, Kennebec Savings Bank, and From the Woodshed, we'll be talking to you.
That's a wrap on Season 3.
From the Woodshed has been brought to you by Nelma. See the stamp, trust the quality. Hammond Lumber, your building project partner. Kennebec Savings Bank, helping our local community save, thrive, and grow for over 150 years. And Hero Media Network, connecting small business with new customers. From the Woodshed is a production of Kennebec Cabin Company. See you next time.